Being Happy When You Are Sad. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Being happy when you are sad. Well, now, that's not really an easy thing to do, to be happy when you're sad. But your sadness is like a raincoat. You put it on to protect yourself from the rain. You put on sadness to protect yourself from being happy. You put on sadness to protect yourself from letting the world think that you really are a nice person, or that you really are a fun person, or that you really do like the world. You put on happiness because you're supposed to. People put on grief because someone has died, and they're supposed to be unhappy when someone has died. Oh, dear, 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 how terrible. Well, people are dying all the time, and living all the time, and coming and going all the time. We should never be sad. We should always be glad for anything that another person does, that they make their choice, and when we make our choice. But to be sad is the silliest thing in the world. How can you be happy when you're sad? Well, you just let the sadness go, because the sadness is an external thing in our life. The sadness has nothing to do with our reality. It has nothing to do with our divinity. It has nothing to do with who we are. It has only to do with an external activity in our world. You look at something and you say, oh dear, and you're sad about it. You look at something and you say, oh wonderful, and you're glad about it. Now, both of them take the same amount of energy. Both of them take the same amount of intelligence. Both of them take the same attitude and manipulation and control of our body, because no one should be happy. No one should be sad. These are external things. Well, being happy to me sounds like a good idea. Yes, that's what we are led to believe. Being happy sounds like a good idea. But being happy is an emotional manipulation. Really, it's an emotional manipulation. If you can make a person happy, you control them. If you can make them sad, you control them. If happiness can make you happy, it controls you. If sadness can make you sad, it controls you. It's just as simple as that. Now, you say, well, happiness is not a bad thing. Yes, it is. Happiness is a very bad thing, because happiness takes away all of your attitudes about unhappiness. Happiness takes away all of your sadness. Happiness takes away all of your ability to decide what you want to do. You're just happy. You're so happy. And you say, well, that sounds awful good to me. Well, you want to be master of yourself under all circumstances, in all places, with all attitudes of mind, with all conditions of the body and the mind and the soul. Now, having any one of these things, you are not in control of yourself. If I give you a gift, and you say, oh, thank you, that's so nice, you make me so happy. If I take away something that you have, and you say, oh, hey, but what are you doing taking that? Why are you taking that? I need that. I want that. I enjoy that. Why are you taking that from me? And you see, that makes us sad. Now, can you see that you have a little puppy dog? And the little puppy dog, you love him and you snuggle him and you enjoy him and he makes you so happy. He's just so wonderful. And then one day he ate something that didn't agree with him and he died. And you say, oh my gosh, and you feel so sad. Well now, do you not remember how happy you were when the dog was doing little things in your world? And now he's not there anymore? Why should that make you sad? What it should do is you say, well, bye-bye, Pooch. I'll go get another puppy now. Because life is a continual getting another puppy. Life is a continual getting a new and glorious circumstance, opening up our heart and our mind to the goodness and the fullness and the joy and the magic of living. It's not a matter of ever going backwards and saying, why can't I have that? Well, I'm so sad. I'm I'm grieving. Oh, I'm mourning. Oh, I'm so sad. Well, those who grieve and mourn have not realized what life is all about. You say, well, if you grieve over your own child or your circumstance. No, no. Everything we do is a blessing. If anyone leaves our environment, whether they move away or whether we bury them or whatever, we bless them and release them, and we go on with our life. Now, if they wanted to remain in our world, they would. What you mean? People don't die and they don't have to, and so on. That's right. People die. All death is suicide. It's all a choice where the person, the dog, the whatever, has come to the end of the rope and said, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I've visited so many people in hospitals over the years, and I talk to them, and they say, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm ready to go. I want to leave and go. I've had enough of this suffering. I have enough of this. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to say goodbye. And I say, well, go on. Go. It's your choice. Your choice. You can stay here and suffer, or you can go and go off into some new adventure. Whatever you want to do. You can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. We are all free to come and go as we wish. Now, why we put the strange word of suicide on these things, that means taking your own life, why we put that on it and we make it sound so terrible is that you're not allowed to die. You're not allowed to live. You're not allowed to do this. We're told that by the world all the time. And having been told this by the world all the time, what happens? We begin to believe it. We begin to believe that we cannot say when we want to come and go, yet we do it all the time. But if we can have an illness, or if we can be shot, or if we can whatever, and die, then that's okay. But to make the choice ourselves and to decide ourselves that we have lived 140 years and we're ready to take off to another adventure, or we've lived 3 months, we're ready to take off to another adventure. Hey, cool. No, we don't like that as the survivors. We don't like that as we see those in our life drifting away for whatever reason. But when we can release them and let them go and be unpossessed by them, when we can let them go and move on into that dimension of glory that they're going to know that they wish they could experience, and they just go and do it, when we can let them go, then we are free ourselves. Just remember, all of life is a beautiful adventure. All of life is a beautiful story. And the story has many beginnings and many endings to it. And there are lives within lives within lives on this planet itself. And we live many lives all at once. We are immortal. We don't really die. We merely shed our clothing. We shed our leaves. We shed our automobile and buy a new one. It's still that same spirit that we are in that new car. It's still that same spirit that we are in that new suit of clothing. It's still that same spirit of immortality that lives forever. Yes, sadness is something that we can release. We don't need it. Happiness is something we don't need. We are an is. We live so beautifully, so wonderfully as an is. And as we live as this is, we are possessed by none. We are possessed by none at all, but we enjoy all. Are you ready to make that step in your life? Do so. Releasing the past, living in the now, and realizing that you are immortal, living forever. Let sadness go. You don't need to have it. Just know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Eternally.